Sometimes, the best parts of festivals are the discussions that surround them, reflections on what we did and heard, anticipation of what's to come, and processing what it all means in relation to our spiritual work. We wanted to help either introduce you to that phenomenon or extend it for you. That's what this is about. I'm Reverend Jana Vende.
And I'm Reverend Michael J. Dane. We're priests of Arnriach Fane and members of Three Cranes Grove ADF in Columbus, Ohio. We're recording these sessions actually live in cars, actually going to festivals and events, so you will hear road noise, turn signals, and navigation prompts, but that's part of what makes it fun.
So, sit back and enjoy Druids
in cars
going to festivals. In this episode, recorded as we completed the final leg of our journey to the 2018 ADF Trillium Gathering, Reverend Dangler talks about what it's like to become a senior priest in ADF. For background, ADF has three levels of priest: ADF Priest, ADF Consecrated Priest, and ADF Senior Priest. I'm a Consecrated Priest, and Reverend Dangler is a Senior Priest. The process of becoming a priest we describe here might seem unique to ADF, but the lessons and observations are actually quite broad for anyone seeking or advancing through their study toward priesthood, no matter the tradition. So come take this journey with us and listen as we arrive at one of the classic ADF festivals.
What changed for you with Senior Priesting?
A lot of weird little things, mostly. So, the biggest thing is probably that one of my patrons up until that point was Eris, Goddess of Chaos and Discord, with whom, at my ordination as a senior priest, because it was an ordination at the time, that was an elevation, but we kind of just went our separate ways. She went her way, I went my way, and that was the end of that patronage relationship, and I turned very distinctly toward Gods of Order. I had started that process internally prior to, which I think is part of the reason that Eris and I just weren't made for each other anymore, because I had started that process with the dawn and sunset devotionals that I had been doing, because you can't do dawn and sunset devotionals in a chaotic way, not really, I don't think. There might be a way to do it, but I don't know what it is.
They happen when they happen.
They happen when they happen, yeah. Well, that was a particular piece, I think, of that turn. And then on my ordination, when I became a senior priest, I did more of that work. A lot more toward order, just in terms of maintenance of the cosmos and the ritual work that I was doing became a lot more structured and crystallized in some ways. And I found a deeper confidence in it too, because it worked for me in a different way, I guess. It did not remove me from the notion of imposter syndrome. Every so often I still look at things and I say, oh, I really shouldn't be the person to do that. The thing that helps most with imposter syndrome, frankly, is having people ask you to do things over and over and over again until you finally realize you can do it.
I found that as well.
But that's kind of the biggest change, the biggest way that I settled into it.
But was it all internal? Or are there external differences?
There are external differences. There's this weird thing that happens sometimes where I'll say something and someone will suddenly give it respect that I don't expect. And that's uncomfortable for me in some ways, not just because of imposter syndrome, but also because that wasn't a thing that really happened until that elevation into senior priesting. It's not that it was a thing that just never happened, it began to happen in a more noticeable and more differential sort of way, I guess. It was different than it had been.
Do you think it's shifted in the same way that, like, once I was ordained, suddenly my voice carried more weight?
Yes, it's very similar to that. And the same thing had happened to me when I had become a priest originally. It's just, I think also that you ran into additional issues that I didn't, partially because I came in and was seen as part of that old boys club, partially because I am a boy, but also because I had known my fellow priests for a very long time, and they had known me for a very long time, and I'd been very active, they'd been very active all together, you know, and so we had built that kind of rapport. So I came in as kind of on that level in some ways, I think. So my experience with that will almost certainly have been different than your experience with it. But the process, I definitely noticed that, where it shifted and it changed and became something different.
Did you pick up any new patrons along the way?
I have not. I have my patron as Asus, and that is the only one that I have at this time. I have other relationships. I mean, obviously, I picked up a relationship with Ushis, Vetigas of the Dawn. I have picked up relationships with other entities, beings, spirits, things like that, that have had a significant impact on my work, but not on a patronage level, I think.
Do you think there is a patron for senior priests? Like, we consider the Earth Mother and the Gatekeeper to be kind of like clergy patrons. And then we've got the Ancient Wise and the Court of the Sky. Is there a thing that comes after that?
You know, I'm not one to try and push the way that I do things. And I'm not interested in that at all. But that whole God of Order thing, that Gods of Order, that is something that if I could think of something that would match. So you've got the Ancient Wise, those ancestors who are known to us and unknown, the ones who were the bows, magicians, and priests, yada, yada, yada. You've got the Court of the Sky, which are the nature spirits who sort of dwell in that space between the atmosphere, you know, in that atmosphere between the earth and the heavens, and who are those stars and moon and sun sort of figures. And then the next logical step for me, the leap that I made when doing this work, was Gods of Order as kind of the next step. But I've not deeply articulated that, partially because I don't really want my experience to be the driver on that. I would be interested to hear if anyone else has a similar experience. But that's kind of where I sit on organizational level patronage.
Would you say that they are known gods of order? Like, you could look to myth and say, yes, this is who I'm working with here? Or are they kind of those more numinous spirits that don't present themselves in myth?
I think that it's the same sort of thing as we see with the Ancient Wise or the Court of the Sky. There are indeed individuals who would fall into that category. So it might be Mitra Varuna kind of figure, or it could be Tyr. It could be, you know, there are multiple order-centric gods and goddesses out there that it might be. Or it might just be a general category of which we each individually meet particular spirits that speak to us. I mean, certainly the Ancient Wise, we have some agreement on key Ancient Wise individuals who might fall into that category. Taliesin, for example, might fall into that category.
We also have... Some of us have randomly met the same spirit.
Yes. And I think that's one of those key things where, you know, we can think about this and we can say, yes, this is definitely one that would fall into that category, but I don't think it's always going to fall into that category for everyone. And I don't think that everyone would necessarily have the same relationship with those particular spirits. So I think that there's a fairly wide number of options there when we think about whether it's individuals or a class of spirits. I tend to think of the Ancient Wise, the Court of the Sky, and these Gods of Order, as I deal with them, as kind of a general class of spirits,
yeah,
rather than as...
I mean, that's the way I work with them as well. And then there are the individuals that you meet within those different delineations.
Yeah. And so it doesn't matter to me, as we talk about this, it doesn't matter to me if it is, you know, the God of Order in a particular pantheon or if it is a god who happens to be associated with order, or if it is just a general, I call out to the gods of order sort of thing.
Do they have to be deities?
Nope.
In your...
Gods is just a random word I use there. Spirits of order,
okay.
But I like the three kindreds connection.
Yeah, I mean, but I definitely feel like I've met... I found that I do work with the Apotheothenae, the ancestors who are risen to the state of godhood.
Yeah. They would totally count in my book as gods.
Well, mine as well, but I work with them among the ancient wise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... The wibbly-wobbly lines between those classifications.
Yeah, and frankly, that's probably a topic for our drive home.
Probably.
Rather than our since we have arrived at Trillium. But I think
make a note.
Yes. But I do think that that is something that certainly we could look at in depth and maybe figure out something, or... Maybe not.
Maybe just talk around it.
Maybe just talk around it. That's probably what we'll end up doing, because frankly, it's weird. You never know what you're going to meet. So, yeah. That is where I fall on that, I think. So, now we're at Trillium.
Thanks for listening, and there's more to come.
We welcome your ideas and questions. If there's something that you'd like to hear us discuss in a future episode, please drop us a line at druidsincars@threegrains.org.
If you would like to donate, you can do so at threecranes.org/donate.
Druids in Cars Going to Festivals is a production of Three Cranes Grove ADF in Columbus, Ohio. Learn more about our grove at threecranes.org and more about Druidry at ADF.org.
As always, keep circulating the tapes and let us pray with a good fire.
Hey, we want to say thanks for listening and let everyone know that we're listening to feedback and working on new content. In the coming weeks, you'll hear guest stars and new festivals and maybe some bonus content. We'll be updating our theme music to make it easier to listen to and focusing more on inclusive content. Stay tuned and keep offering criticisms and suggestions because we love hearing from you.